Chapter 5. The Worst Day of My Life. The train travelled across the beautiful green fields of England, heading for London. After my terrible experiences in Belgium, I was happy I was returning home. The train was crowded with mothers and children going on a trip. Old men in black hats read their newspapers and smoked their pipes. I sat alone at the back, with my face covered. I didn't want to attract too much attention, so I tried to be as quiet as possible. But I kept coughing, and the more I tried to hold it back, the worse my cough became. I was very tired and starting to feel ill.
"Have you got a bronchial infection?" the train inspector asked, taking my ticket. "Maybe you should take that hood off and get some fresh air."
Of course, I didn't take my hood off. If I had, the children would have screamed, and the inspector would have thrown me off the train. When we finally arrived at Liverpool Street Station, I felt even more ill. As I coughed, my chest hurt, and it was hard to breathe. My shirt was wet with sweat. I looked around the busy train station through the holes in my hood. People ran in every direction, pushing each other out of the way. Some raced to get on trains, hurrying to work. Others tried to sell things to the crowd. Newspapers, cigarettes, chewing gum and sweets. I was dizzy, trying to find the exit and getting pushed around. This was not a good place to be ill. It was also not a good place to be an elephant man. I needed to get to the London hospital quickly, but I didn't know which direction to take. I had no money for a taxi, so I had no choice but to ask someone for help. I didn't want to frighten anyone, but I was determined to find my way out of the labyrinth of people and noise. After everything I had been through, I did not want to die in Liverpool Street Station. I saw a kind-looking grey-haired lady selling flowers. I tried to say, "How can I get to the London hospital?" But she didn't understand me.
"What are you?" she said. "Some kind of criminal? Take off your hood. I can't understand a word you're saying."
She grabbed at my hood, but I waved her hand away. I tried to say, "I need to go to the London hospital."
"Huh? Get out of here, you crazy man, before I call the police," she said.
As I walked away, she shouted,
"And you stink!"
I kept walking through the crowded train station. People pushed me on the right and on the left. I saw a ticket inspector helping people onto a train. Surely he could help me get to the London hospital. "Excuse me," I tried to say. "How can I get to..." He looked at me and immediately shook his head.
"Can't you see I'm busy? If you want help, go to the information desk."
I kept walking. The crowd pushed me forward. Suddenly, I felt something pulling at my coat and I looked down. It was a child, about 10 years old. He was blonde and his face was dirty. "Leave me alone, little boy," I said. I tried to push his hand away. Then I realized there was another child pulling the other side of my coat. And then there was another pushing me from behind. They were surrounding me. "Leave me alone," I said. "I don't have any money."
"It's a freak! It's a freak!"
they shouted. I tried to keep walking, but they obstructed me.
"Show us your face, freak!" they shouted. "Take off your mask!"
Suddenly, a crowd gathered. Not just children, there were also adults surrounding me.
"Take off his hood," somebody called. "He's probably got two noses."
"Maybe he's got no face at all."
The growing crowd pushed me around. One of the children pulled off my coat. I tried to push the children away, but they pulled at me even harder. We battled, but I was weak from coughing. Then another child tore my hood from my head. The crowd was shocked and started to shout.
It's a beast! It's the devil! Kill him!
Suddenly, I felt people pulling my arms. These were not children. They were strong, adult men. They really wanted to kill me. I broke free and ran as best as I could, coughing the whole way. The crowd chased me, and I panicked. Soon, they reached me, and I was stuck. I grunted in pain as they dragged me, cheering. They pulled me into a filthy corner of the train station, near all the rubbish bins. They pushed me down onto the floor and tried to tear off my clothes. The air was hot and smoky. All I could hear was the sound of men, women and children shouting horrible names and pointing at me. I tried to shout, "Don't touch me!" But the words came out strangely. Because of the deformities of my mouth, my words always came out strangely. I tried to shout, "Leave me alone!" But this time, I started to cough. The whole crowd, children and adults, laughed at me. Lying like a piece of rubbish on the floor, I started to cry.
"Kill the wild animal!"
somebody shouted. Suddenly, a policeman with a thick black moustache pushed through the crowd.
"What's going on here?" he called.
"Everybody get out of the way,"
another policeman said, trying to break up the crowd.
"We've caught a wild beast,"
a toothless old lady said.
"Be quiet," the policeman said. "You're the beast, lady."
Then he bent down and asked me who I was. But I couldn't answer. In fact, I could hardly breathe. I was crying and coughing all at once. The other policeman smiled at me. "Don't be scared," he said to me. "We want to help you." The crowd became quiet and watched. My hand was trembling as I reached into my coat pocket and pulled out Dr. Treves' card. I gave it to them. The first policeman asked,
"What is it?"
"It's a doctor's card," the second policeman answered. "Dr. Treves, chief surgeon, the London Hospital." The other policeman nodded and said,
"Well, I think we had better take this poor fellow to the London Hospital."
Then they stood up and faced the crowd.
"Now move," the policeman said. "Get out of here before I throw you all into prison for assaulting this poor man."